This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I want to keep talking about the Royals, but taking a look at the farm system a little bit, and obviously the name that everybody continues to talk about really on a daily basis now until he gets called up, whether that's in a week or two or it's going to be 2 months from now, whatever it is, Jack Caglione, of course. And to talk more about him, we welcome in J.J. Cooper, the editor-in-chief over at Baseball America. They've been covering baseball for well over 40 years. And J.J., we appreciate you coming on the show. Jack Caglione, I mean, truly, he is now a daily conversation here in Kansas City. How close do you think we are, for starters, to seeing him get to the big leagues?
I would say it feels pretty close now, right? He's in AAA, and more, I guess, more importantly, he's doing everything he's doing, especially offensively, to where I want to credit, it wasn't me, it was someone else on our staff. Mark Fiorelli was talking to a scout who doesn't work for the Royals a couple of weeks ago. And that scout's prediction was, he said, you know, I'm not going to tell you that Jack Caglione may not struggle in the big leagues, but this scout's belief was, he said, but I don't think he's going to struggle until he reaches the big leagues. With that being the case, there's probably not that much, at least offensively, that AAA can teach him, right? He's going to succeed in AAA. He's going to mash. He's going to hit for power. The few like things that are kind of the to-do items, the things he needs to work on are probably things that, okay, sliders, from lefties, change-ups from righties in the big leagues is probably where he's going to get that lesson. And it probably isn't going to be taught to him in AAA, so that doesn't hold him back from coming to the majors. He has power that could help the Royals right now. The real question just becomes, and I think a legitimate reason maybe to hold him back in AAA for a little while here, is if you're planning on him playing in the outfield, he doesn't have a whole lot of games out there. He's not going to be great at it even in the long term probably, but you want him to be comfortable with it, and maybe a few more games in AAA will help with that.
Can I mean, like, some of this is like Royals guys been around forever. Rusty Koontz is actually down in AAA specifically working with him on the outfield. We take that as a sign of, okay, time for the crash course, kid. We're going to figure out a way to make this work. How quickly can you expedite that process with, like, you know, specialized training, we'll say, in the outfield?
Well, the thing that I watched, because I love watching Jack also, I've watched every play, every time he's touched the ball in the outfield this year, which is only like 36, 37 plays, right? And, okay, I should have probably sorted a little bit more, so I didn't watch every ground ball that got through the infield that he then scooped up and threw in. The thing that does stand out about this is, even for a guy who doesn't have a whole lot of experience out there, he doesn't look horrible, right? Like, he catches the ball a little weird, where he likes to kind of catch it almost like a wide receiver sometimes, where he's kind of catching it over his right shoulder, even on balls he doesn't seem like he needs to. But there's not anything that's happened so far where it's like glaring or, oh, he looks really lost out there. The worst play that I can kind of cite is a ball to the wall that really was the center fielder's play, but Jack kind of came too close. Rather than staying back a little bit, he came up to the wall. And so when the ball hit high off the wall, it rolled right past him for a triple that, if he'd have kind of hung back a little bit knowing it was the center fielder's play, maybe he could have kept that at a double. That's nitpicking, though. There isn't really something where you say, oh, this guy clearly has no clue what he's doing out there. His routes will get better. His reads will get better. But there also are just limitations to him. He's not particularly fast. And the interesting thing that we haven't seen so far, obviously he was a two-way pitcher, two-way player who also pitched in college. So far, you're not seeing a cannon of an arm out there in the outfield. He hasn't really had a whole lot of opportunities. But I don't see right now, like, he had some arm injuries last year at the end of the year when he was at Florida. I'm not seeing 95 plus like you saw coming off the mound with him. So maybe that'll be another thing to watch. But can he be a passable corner outfielder? Yeah, I think that that's very plausible. Now, I can't think of a tougher place to do that than in Kansas City, because obviously the outfield's bigger than almost anywhere. But especially when the Royals are on the road, can he be playable in a smaller right field? Oh, yeah. It looks like that's not going to be beyond him in any way.
We're talking to J.J. Cooper of Baseball America. The question we get asked all the time, people will cite examples, recent examples of other teams' prospects that were just drafted a year ago, let's say, that are already up. Can you explain for our listeners, like, why each case is different for obvious reasons, but, you know, somebody saw that the kid from the Rangers just got called up after only a couple games in AAA, or people will look at a Nick Kurtz, for example, for the A's. What is the difference? Is it organizational philosophy? Is it just where the organization is at the big league level? What goes into that? Because I think some people just simply look at, hey, that guy got drafted last year too. He's already up in the big leagues. What are they waiting for?
I mean, I think you kind of have to look at each situation kind of a little bit uniquely, right? Like, some of these times where guys have been pushed really fast, they haven't. Nick Kurtz has not really had a great start to his big league career.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's going to be very good, but he's now on the IL. But, like, he's struggled a little bit. Cam Smith, to his credit, kind of, I would say, is holding his own for the Astros, who was another draftee from last year. But at the same time, Jack's not behind right now, right? Travis Bezzano went 1-1, and I know he's on the IL right now also, but he's not in the big leagues. Like, Charlie Condon, who was the other kind of big power hitter, SEC power hitter in the top 10 picks, he's in high A. Like, Jack's not behind right now. I know that the timetables have sped up, but Jack's on a pretty fast timetable right here. Like, I get it. Like, if I was a Royals fan and I'm looking at the outfield and I haven't checked in 2 days, but last time I checked, I think Kyle Isbell had 3 home runs to lead all, maybe it's 4 to lead all Royals outfielders. I get it.
You know, yeah.
Where there's a clamoring of, like, Jack could do that in a week, right? You know, where it's like he could provide more power in a week than we've gotten in the first 2 months in, you know, from any outfielder. I get that, but at the same time, this does seem like a logical plan, right? We're talking about a guy who's a two-way player in college who was sent to AA, which is a very aggressive but appropriate assignment. He dominated AA. They also wanted him to get comfortable, so they let him play more first base early. And then as he got comfortable and showed he was having no problems adjusting to AA, they started to work him into the outfield more too. Now in AAA, he's going to be working more in the outfield. He's already made a promotion. And we're still sitting where, as we're talking about this, it's still May, right? Like, at this time last year, Jack was getting ready to play his biggest games of his college career, you know, or some of the biggest, because it's Florida, so they've had a number of, but he was getting ready to go to Omaha, and he wasn't going to get to Omaha for a while still at this time last year. This is a speedy ascent, and this has him knocking on the door at a time where there are absolutely contemporaries of his from last year's draft who are not going to reach the majors this year.
I want to ask you about a couple of other players here in just a second, but since we've asked the general manager and a couple of other people, might as well ask you, who's your major league comp? Like, when you see Jack Caglione, who does he remind you of at the big league level?
See, okay. You're really kind of looking, I always struggle with comps, right? Because my problem with comps is I can always see all the reasons that they're not comparable to that. But what you're looking for here is, you know, it's lefty with some of the biggest power in the game, right? Like, and this is where lefty-righty gets all difficult. If you said, I mean, a good scenario for him, and again, I know everyone's seen, you know, in lefty-righty, all this, but Giancarlo Stanton, in his prime, had the best pure raw power of anyone in the game. And there was some swing and miss, and he was not going to hit 300 for you, but he would draw some walks, and he could lead the majors in homers. That's kind of what Jack could be, right? Like, I know he's hitting 325, you know, 320 for his minor league career. I still don't talk to anyone who expects that that's what he's going to be long-term. If he hits 250, 260 and draws walks, he's going to be an excellent big leaguer. And he does have enough chase to his game, enough aggressiveness to his game, enough ability to still make contact a lot of times doing that. But it's more likely that he's going to be a power hitter with an okay average rather than this all-around, extremely well-rounded batting title and home run champ type guy.
Yeah,
which obviously doesn't happen very often.
No, no question. It's fun to get everybody's different perspective on the comps because everybody loves comps. The one that has come up here with even the general manager himself, JJ Piccolo, was Pete Alonso. So now we've got a couple other names that have been thrown out.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a whole lot of sense in a lot of ways also, though, because they both played at Florida, too, right?
Yeah,
those and the same high school.
The two best sluggers to come out of, you know, the Gators program. So there's 100% that that makes a lot of sense.
When you look at the rest of the Royal system, we wanted to ask you quickly about Noah Cameron, who is still technically a prospect in the Royal system until, I don't know, however many games he's got to reach in order to do that. Did you see this kind of performance coming out of Noah Cameron? And I guess, like, how's it translating now in the big leagues? Normally we talk about big strikeout guys, which he hasn't been, but I mean, the results are definitely there.
We're working on an update on all of our top 30s for next week. He will be moving up. I will tell you that right now. No, I mean, we liked him. I thought he could start in the big leagues. No, this has been better than we expected. To his credit, to the Royals' credit, this is better than what we were expecting out of Noah Cameron. And, no, you'll ride it, right? Like, if he's 85% of this for his career, then he's going to be a really solid long-term big leaguer, right? He's been that good. And I would say, like, I mean, again, I would say there probably is going to be a little bit of regression. I don't want, but at the same time, he could not be at the level he's been. You know, his hitters adjust him a little bit more, and he's still going to be quite good. So this is a guy. The Royals over the last couple of years have really shown that they've shown some knack, some ability to help pitchers kind of maximize themselves as starters, right? Like, I mean, a lot of these examples have been free agents that they brought in, but I would say that to their credit and trade acquisitions, like Paul Reagan's got better as a Royal. You know, you could say that for a number of these kind of veteran free agents they brought in as well. To Noah Cameron, the Royals' credit, that's also true of Noah Cameron. You know, this is a prospect who that's kind of true with too.
On the hitting side, how do people in the industry view the Royals in terms of hitting development? And obviously right now, the big league level, they're one of the worst offenses in baseball. But just when you look at how they've developed guys recently.
There have been less success stories to hang a hat on, I would say, on the hitting side. The big one coming up is you see what Blake Mitchell does, right? Jack obviously is Jack looks to be the Royals' best hitting development success story in quite a while. Right. But again, you got to get back. We like Michael Garcia. We probably should have liked him more. Like that's a success story. That's one that absolutely the Royals should point to and say, hey, this is a solid big league regular that we've developed. Blake Mitchell, you know, has had some injury issues and all, but that's a guy who has a chance. It's a system's pretty deep in catchers right now. But at the same time, guys like Gavin Cross, you know, there have also been guys who've been relatively premium picks who haven't, kind of produced at the level that you're hoping for, you know, top 10, top 15 type picks. So I would say that it's been more success stories on the pitching side than on the hitting side. But at the same time, I want to see what Blake Mitchell's going to do if he can have, you know, get a full season where he's healthy and kind of gets a chance to mash like he can and continue to develop behind the plate.
JJ Cooper, editor-in-chief over at Baseball America, at Baseball America on Twitter and X. Really appreciate the time and the insight.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.